Good morning. This is Ellen Daly, Vice President of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, welcoming you to today's edition of Orange Chamber Chat. Our guest today is our very own Andrea Baer, who is our Chamber Director of Events, and she is absolutely fabulous at what she does. And Andrea,
good
say
morning,
something.
Good morning, listeners. My name is Andrea Baer, as Ellen said, Director of Events for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. I just love this job. We get a chance to help our members to grow, help our business to, you know, be successful. Whatever it is that you need, we'll try our best to provide for you in your business world.
Yeah, Andrea, you're what I would call fairly new at the Chamber. I've been there for 24 years, so everybody is new to me. But you've been with us for a little over a year now, is it?
Yes. I started September last year before.
13,
yeah. And since that, my goodness, I've done so many events.
Yeah.
This is the second year going through it, and I'm telling you, it's nonstop energy. And if you know me, I love to be busy. I have that energy. And I just love to be out there with our members, hearing from the community, hearing from the members and what we can do, not only to improve, but also to bring new light and new focus on different things. And right now, it's just a whole new event structure that we have. And I'm looking forward to seeing you all more. And I'm going to go over a few of the items that we have coming up, the events we have coming up.
Yeah, before we get started on those, and there are a lot, as Andrea said, both big events as well as monthly kinds of events that we do all the time. But Andrea joined us, as I said, fairly recently, and also our new president, Lynn Cione, joined us just last September, and she also has brought a lot of great new ideas to the Chamber.
Yes.
and together with Andrea have come up with some fabulous ideas for events, and our attendance is really, really increasing at our events, and that makes us really happy. So Andrea, what's coming up?
All right. Well, let's start off with right around the corner, March 12th, we have our early monthly breakfast. Starts at 7:30 in the morning at West Hills Country Club. We would love for you to join us there. Our speaker is going to be Colonel Timothy LaBarge. He's the commander at Commander 105th Airlift Wing, Stewart International.
Right.
Stewart National Guard Base. We're looking forward to hearing him speak. It's all about leadership, the challenging you're facing in the organization. And not only that, in your personal life, too. You want to establish yourself in a leadership role. And this will be a breakfast that will help you to hear from others what they do, how they do it, and be able to ask questions.
Right. And this is actually traditionally the March membership breakfast is the one that we do in conjunction with the Leadership Orange program. And that's a program that's been in place for many years now, and has developed so many leaders in Orange County. And our sponsor for that breakfast, I think, is Frontier Communications.
Yeah.
Our good friends Debbie Bogdansky and Karen Miller and all the folks over at Frontier are sponsoring this event, and as they do most of our March breakfasts. So we thank them for that.
And we also have a webinar that Deborah is going to be doing on leadership also. So stay tuned and look at our website.
Debbie Bogdansky, right.
Yes.
March 4th. We call it Webinar Wednesdays.
Yes,
Wednesday of every month we do a webinar.
Mm-hmm.
And to participate in those, all you have to do is go to our website, orangeny.com, and click on the link for the webinar. And they'll
send you all the information of how to
participate. Right. Those are excellent.
Yeah. And then on March 28th, this is our 17th year.
Wow.
Right, Ellen, that we're doing our Buy Local Showcase at the gallery at Crystal Run. This is going to be, like we said, everything is going to be different. And this, we're really put a little twist to it this year, because we're doing it during the Easter holidays. And usually you have the bunny rabbit.
The Easter bunny.
The Easter bunny will come out.
There. But that's
come out. But that's just an attraction for the kids. And we try to tap into that. where we're going to make it like a family fun day. Bring the young ones out. I know the parents really wanted to see, but usually they have the children on the weekend. So we try to make it where they'll have stuff to entertain them also. So we are having the stormtroopers there.
Right. Their technical official name is the Empire City Garrison 501st Legion. And I'm told there are people out there who love this stuff. I guess they're stormtrooper reenactors from Star Wars and some other fun things that actually what I understand is that you can have your picture taken with these people who are all
dressed
decked out.
Yeah.
And then if you make a donation or pay for the photo,
Donation goes to a charity,
and escaping me right now what our charity.
The children's.
I believe it's a children's food program over in Orange County, and I'm sorry, I can't remember the exact name of it now. But that's just one thing. We're also going to have the Town of Walk Hill Police Department doing the child safety fingerprinting.
Yes, yes, and the New York Troopers using that alcohol and drug impairment goggles.
The quote unquote drunk goggles, where you can put them on and it's simulates how it feels to be impaired with alcohol or with drugs. Mm-hmm. And it's especially a good thing for the teenagers. Hopefully we're getting close to prom season. Maybe the warm temperatures will be back soon.
Yeah.
But, you know, it gives you an idea of just how badly you can be affected if you're drinking or taking drugs while
you're driving. Hopefully this will deter you from even trying to drive while drinking or drink and drive.
So the state troopers are going to be there with those, and I think we got some face painting.
Yeah.
But folks about the vendors.
So that's just to take care of the entertainment for the kids while you look at what our chamber members have out there for you. They're going to display their different services and materials and you know, items that they have. And if you're interested, if you're a chamber member or if you are another member of a local chamber in Orange County and you'd like to participate in this, we have exhibitors booth for $225, or further down the aisle you can get a table for $150.
Right. And let's make a note here. Actually, that $225.
Oh, that's a pre-registration.
That's an early bird special that is going to expire tomorrow, March 2nd.
Oh,
so
yes.
It'll be on all day. So if you're hearing this right now, get in touch with us tomorrow, and you can save $25 on the booth.
And to mention, this is a real prime time at the mall because it's the holiday season, and to rent a booth on your own is going to be a real high price. So take advantage of this. Come on out, spend the day, have fun, network and promote your business. Take advantage of it. So give us a call at the chamber at 457-9700, area code 845, and we'll give you more information or email you documents, applications and all that. So
right, and you can also go to the website at orangeny.com to check out the bi-local showcase or a lot of the other things that are going on.
Another thing,
St. Patrick's Day.
Professionals. You know us as the YPs for the chamber. They are going to be at Orange County Choppers in Newburgh.
Their cafe in
Newburgh. And that's March 17th from 5:30 to 7:30. Come on out. Network. Have a good time. If you've ever been to any one of our mixers, the YP mixers are just... It's just a burst of energy. The young professionals are the crowd to be with. Come on out and see us. It's going to be sponsored by Surf Pro and Jacobowitz and Gubitz, attorneys over there in Walden.
And it's free admission, right, Andrea?
Free admission. And have complimentary hors d'oeuvres and cash bars. So even though it's cash bar, drink safely. Don't drink too much and drive.
Bring those DDs with you.
Yes. Designated drivers. Always have one handy. And then what else coming up there? We have The mixer, prior to the showcase, usually we have a mixer, which is going to be on March 25th, which will give you an outline of what you're expected to do. Just go over
the vendors of the Bi-Local
Showcase.
Right, the
Bi-Local Showcase.
But everybody's invited to it.
Everybody, okay. Yes.
And if, I don't know if you've ever been to Fuji's, which is where this mixer's going to be.
Oh, that's right in the mall.
Their food is
great.
To die for.
Yes.
If you've ever been there on a Saturday night. You're going to wait a while because it's such a popular place and their food is so good.
And they're just so pleasant there.
They are.
You know,
great
they
people.
Go out of their way to make sure you're comfortable. So that's Wednesday, March 25th at Fuji's Japanese Steakhouse. All are welcome to attend. This is not just for the exhibitors and the booth sponsors. You can come out and network and
5:30 to 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Do a little shopping while you're there.
Exactly.
Andrea, we have various chamber members who support us as corporate partners,
yes.
Corporate sponsors, and I wanted to talk about one of them, our diamond corporate partner, Crystal Run Healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
They do so much for mm-hmm. the community and so much for the chamber. But and also I wanted to share some information about something they're doing at the chamber. They're going to have a seminar series,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And the first one, did you want to talk about that first one on March 18th?
Yes. What they do, they'll come out and present. They have a speaker, Kathleen Ferris, mm-hmm. Director of Surface Excellence at Crystal Run. Come on out. Join us there. This is free to
is
our chamber 12, members.
At noon?
From noon to about 1:30.
Right.
This is, like Ellen says, it's a series. So this is the start of it. It's going to be throughout the year. And this is quality meetings, seminars that you're getting as a benefit from the chamber. So light lunch will be provided. It's going to be at the chamber location in Montgomery. We have a very beautiful conference room there. I'm not sure if you've been there before, but if you haven't, come and see what it's like, and we'll have the presentation.
But even though there is no admission charge, please make a reservation.
Yes, we have
because
to know.
Because the space is limited. And
exactly.
We'll have to, and since, you know, you will have lunch as well, it's going to be a great way to spend a lunch hour.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, call Andrea or anybody at the chamber, 457-9700, or register online at orangeny.com.
Yeah. And what I could also mention is that, as you know, we've had quite a few bad snow days in February. So
no.
we had to postpone at least two of our luncheons. Every Monday, this is another program lunch that we have the last Monday of every month, we have a Members on Monday luncheon. This is free to our members. They're all sponsored by different chamber companies. And for the past 2 Mondays, we've been postponing it because of bad weather. This time we have one scheduled for March 9th. Because, of course, it's not the end of the month, but we had to reschedule that. So March 9th is going to be a topic, energy. We're going to have the theme, energy. And this is sponsored by Central Hudson
and
Paradise Energy.
Right.
So we're going to be talking on that topic. Come on out. If you have something to say, if there's something that you have questions on, the professionals will be there to answer any question, to tell you what's new. You know, it's a casual, business casual environment. It's an open forum just to talk on that topic. It's a great...
Or actually, you can talk on that topic, but I know some of our luncheons, people have brought up other topics that seem to generate a lot of discussion as well. So, you know, you don't have to be part of the energy business to come to the mom lunch.
Yeah, come and talk about your energy bill.
There you go. Central Hudson would be happy to hear about that.
Central Hudson would be happy to explain what's going on there. Hi, Denise. So, yes, come on out and join us. And then on the last last Monday of the month, we'll have another.
The 30th.
We'll have another Members on Monday luncheon, and that's going to be technology.
That'll be good.
That is going to be a good one.
Yeah.
So mark those dates on your calendar and come on out and have a good time with us.
Yeah, the Members on Monday luncheons, or the moms, as we like to call them, have become very popular.
Oh, yes.
Because it's again, there's no admission charge, and members have the opportunity to introduce themselves, to pass around their business cards, talk about what they do, and as Andrea said, hear from the experts on certain certain topics, and they are really very popular and
very popular
interesting. And again, reserve, because again, space is limited in that room, and we want as many of you to come as possible, but. The building inspector doesn't like us to go over a certain number
amount.
Of people. Yeah, so.
Right. And, you know, just to let you know, if you're out there and you're wondering how you can become a chamber member, feel free to give us a call. There are just so many benefits that you can have as being a chamber member in Orange County. And just the other day, I don't know if you heard about it, but we have Senator Schumer came by for a luncheon.
Right, we had lunch with Senator Schumer a couple of weeks ago.
And of course, our dear old Senator Larkin is always with us.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
At different meetings that we have, our breakfast meetings and luncheons. So this is a way for your voice to be heard. The chamber provide this environment to bring in our community leaders so that they can hear and do something for our community. So be a part of the chamber, have your voice heard and make a difference.
Yeah, at the luncheon with Senator Schumer a few weeks ago, he was so gracious. He took questions from so many people and stayed some extra time, which is unusual for a U.S. senator because they're always so busy. But those are the kinds of things that if you're part of the chamber that you can be part of. And, you know, we have a wonderful relationship with our Congressman, Sean Patrick Maloney, who was also with us at the Schumer lunch.
Yes.
And James
Stufas. County exec is always with us, too.
Our assembly people, Eileen Gunther. And also, right.
Steve Newhouse,
our county executive, is almost always at our monthly membership breakfasts.
So we're saying all of this because we want you to know that it's not just a come and have lunch or have breakfast. When you have a suggestion or when you have any concern, we do take it serious and we do take it to our leaders so that they can listen and in return do something about it. So the chamber is really a great source and strength behind your organization to help you grow and to really strengthen our community. So give us a call if you have any further questions about being a member or just stop in and visit one of our events and let me know if you like it. Just call. Look for me. Andrea Bear. Ask for me.
Let me know. Andrea's not shy. So if you haven't already seen her out there in the community, you will. And Andrea, that brings us back to you. Tell us a little bit about what you did before you joined us at the chamber.
Well, believe it or not, I was in banking and I started out running a branch in Wappingers Falls. Well, not started out. I came to New York after I got married and started working with Ulster Savings Bank in the branch in Wappingers Falls and the branch there. And they were so, that bank really looked out for their employees. And they saw something in me and wanted me to do business development for the bank. So I went from being the branch supervisor in Wappingers and went to do business development for the employees there at the bank, did training with sales and all that. And from there, I just knew this was my calling. I wanted to be more out there training, teaching, networking. And I saw the opportunity to come and work for the Chamber of Commerce. And I'm like, what better way than to have an audience of 1,500? The bank has 300 employees at the time when I was there. And now I'm going from that to 1,500, almost 2,000.
And growing.
And I tell you, each event, as you go out and you meet these members, you just feel so connected with them. And you have that you have that urgency to help them to reach the goal that they want to reach. If it's a small business, we have 80% of our members that are small business. And I like to take my sales expertise to them.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know what they can do. Just give suggestions on how you can do to promote your business. Because this is what I've done for years, sales. And it's not just about selling something. This is about letting people know what you have to offer.
Well, when you believe in what you're selling,
exactly.
Which you obviously do, it's not hard.
Exactly.
And the Chamber is
right.
A wonderful sell.
Exactly. You have to believe in your product, believe in the services, and you let that reflect in yourself when you're talking to people, the way you present it, you know, because if you have a love for something, you want somebody to have a piece of it.
Mm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
how I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my little background there. And it's just uphill from now at the Chamber. There's no turning back. I'm certainly busy. And I love being busy because the energy that I have, I can't just sit in one spot. And the Chamber really knows how to utilize that energy, I tell you.
Yeah, so. I don't know where she keeps her energy because we certainly do... require a lot of Andrea, but and actually, as I'm sitting here thinking about things that are coming up and maybe not in the near future, but we're already starting to meet to discuss our expo.
Yes,
which comes up in September.
September.
I'm not quite sure again what that date is. Probably September 10th. Or it's usually a Wednesday.
But you know what? We'll be back on the air before that.
We'll have more info because
we're just putting it together now to find just tie down the locations and all that. So
yeah, that's one of the Chamber's bigger events.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a challenge and.
Yeah.
Our committee, which consists of Chamber members who
mm-hmm.
are and just actually mentioning committees, we have several committees that our members are part of, and they're the ones who make the events and the programs work. Because
if you are a Chamber member and you have expertise in planning events or ideas that you can have, if you've been to any of our events and you have suggestions and idea, be a part of our committee.
Yeah.
Give us a call and or just stop in. Look on our website for the schedule for the different committee meetings and stop in and you know, help us out.
You could come to one meeting, see if it's for you. If it is, that's wonderful. If it's not, try something else.
Try something else.
But we've got everything from agriculture committee, which is a new committee that Lynn has put together,
mm-hmm.
our ambassadors, a consultants committee, a new education committee,
mm-hmm.
Minority and women business. Talk about that a little bit. That's your baby.
Oh boy, my baby. This event is my baby.
Well, that's what you're supposed to be thinking about.
This committee really wants to get into this committee wants to get into our community and be a part of the movement. If you have a minority group and you're working on a project, or if you have a woman-owned business and you need a voice, you need help, Our committee wants to be a part of that. We want to come out there, meet with you, see what you're working on, put our power behind it. Because as a Chamber, we're coming with a huge source that we can help you to grow or to do whatever it is you're working on. We want to sit with you, discuss it. And if it's something that we can do to help you, that's what this community wants to do. We have a mission that we have. And no matter how small, whether it's an African-American group, whether it's a Latina group, no matter if it's two or three of you in that group, give us a call. Let us know what it's about. So our Chamber can help you to reach the goal that you have set.
Right. And a big part of that, that group over the past couple of years and now just as much as ever, we work to help our minority women businesses get certified, state certified,
mm-hmm.
because the state I know requires a certain percentage of their vendors to be certified, and we have several events during the year that help these businesses through the process of becoming certified. So that's a big part of what the committee is involved in.
And also there's a funding that they can be provide
fund.
Also low
mm-hmm.
fund. So if you have a business that you would like to get started, you're looking for funding, call us. There are different ways we can link you with different people that will help you to fund these events, that these projects that you have working on. And we also have an entrepreneurial assistance program.
Entrepreneurial Success Program.
The Chamber that you can sit down and go over business plans and just discuss ideas, whatever you may have that will help you get your business off the ground and rolling. And then from there, the Chamber will be behind you to help promote it and just get it going. So don't hesitate. Give us a call at the Chamber. That's why we're there, 845-457-9700. Or just go on our website and email us. We have our email addresses there.
On the website,
website.
Just go to the staff list, and you can click right on Andrea or myself or Lynn. Mm-hmm. Lynn Sione, our president, is very involved with, directly involved with our members and helping them solve problems. Again, an elected official in the village of Goshen where she lives. Mm-hmm. And so she's very keyed into what it takes to make things happen at a government level.
That's right. Very knowledgeable on the planning and the laws and all that stuff that I leave for those people. I'm the fun person, the energy, the events person. But we have different type of knowledge in the Chamber, whatever it is. And if we don't know it, there's a member who can help you.
We'll find someone.
We'll find someone who will take your hand and lead you and help you with that. So it's great to talk with you. We're almost running out of time. So I just want to let you know again, if you'd like to contact us.
The website is orangeny.com.
Uh-huh.
Phone number is 845-457-9700. And
don't forget, coming up, our mixers. Check our website. There's a schedule of events. We try to go as far out, at least 2-3 months ahead. So you can check our calendars, check your calendars, and pencil us in so you can visit our breakfasts in the mornings at
West Hills Country Club in Middletown.
See our young professionals at their mixer on March 17th again. And I think they're going to have some kind of a band they're playing this time around.
Well, you never know what the YPs are going to do. They are always thinking outside of the box, and they've got this great energy that is just contagious. You go to, and they have a committee that meets, I think, the second,
Friday.
Second Friday of every month. The YPs. And have to be a YP to be part of them. Technically, age is 25 to 40. But I can tell you, there are a lot of people who are over 40 in that group.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's all about how you feel.
Right,
Don't forget the age. It's how you feel, you know?
Absolutely.
And of course, they always have great prizes, door prizes, and fabulous giveaways at the mixers. So come on out. Join us. Let us know about your business. Let us know how we can help you. I can't stress that enough. No man is an island. You can't do it on your own. And the Chamber is a good source to help your business in today's society, because it's really tough out there. And we're looking forward to hearing from you.
Just real quickly, we work with all of our local chambers around, not just Orange County, but around the region, the whole Hudson Valley. So a lot of times our events will involve the Goshen Chambers, say, or the Dutchess County Regional Chamber. It's because cooperation and collaboration is really the name of the game. And we're all working toward the same thing.
Exactly.
So, support all your chambers. Because they are out there for the business community and for community in general. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of nonprofits who are members of our chamber, and we try to help them as much as possible. And some of them actually are the ones who are the most involved in the chamber.
Yes.
They're out there and spreading the word about themselves and what they need and how people can help their organizations and the community in general.
Yeah. So, and you know what? This I want to let you know that we do have, if you want to learn more about our staff and what we have to work, we do have our orientations coming up. So watch our website for that.
Right. Watch the website. Yeah. Check the community calendar, which is there for other organizations mm-hmm. as well as for ours. So okay. there's a lot going on.
So and, stay tuned. Yes. We'll be back on the air soon.
Yes, we will.
We'd love to hear from you. Call us at the office. Again, it's 845-457-9700. Ask for Andrea Bear or Ellen Daly. And we'll be happy to
Absolutely.
Lend a hand.
We love hearing from our folks. So
okay.
that's it for today,
that's
and we'll talk
today.
To you soon.
Have a great day.